Highland Radio live from the Donegal Philadelphia Business Forum as part of the inaugural Donegal Diaspora Initiative in association with the Blue Haven Hotel Kilcar. Now under new management and newly renovated, ideally located on the Wild Atlantic Way, the perfect base for discovering the dramatic beauty of Donegal, where the oceans meet the sky. Book now at bluehaven.ie.
Okay, just 6 minutes after seven on a Friday evening, and we're going transatlantic now. We're going to hook up with the Highland Radio team. We're live in Philadelphia and handing you over to Oisin Kelly.
Yeah, thanks, Ivan. A very good evening back home in Donegal in Ireland, and it's a very good afternoon from Philadelphia. We are in Springfield Country Club in Pennsylvania, USA, for what is a very, very important event. It's the inaugural, the first ever Donegal Diaspora Initiative, and we have had a super day here so far at the Business Forum. This is seen as the flagship event of the initiative, and basically we've brought together business leaders from right across the globe here, including those from America, Philadelphia, Boston and New York. They've come as far as Glasgow and London, and we've also got a few from Dubai as well. The forum was set up to celebrate transatlantic enterprise, and the main idea behind this all is about strengthening global connections. We do know that there is a worldwide diaspora of Donegal people, and here this weekend they're looking to accelerate and strengthen those connections through various sectors on the business front, the sporting front and culture as well. And I do have to say, speaking on behalf of myself and indeed the Highland team, Sean Quinn, Brendan Devaney and Corrine Temple, and indeed from everyone at the station, that we are honoured and proud to be part of this event in its first year. It's his fledgling year, and the hopes of course are that this brilliant, brilliant idea will continue and continue to grow and be held not just here in the States again, but other parts of the world as well. Now we do have to note what is going on in the Middle East at the moment, because a key part of the setup and the initial thinking of this came from a young guy who is based in Dubai. That's Connor Gibbons. Himself and Kieran Porter came up with the idea originally. Connor was based in Dubai. Thankfully, Connor was able to get out of Dubai and work his way here through Ireland. But sadly, the rest of the contingent have not been able to make it due to what is happening in the region at the moment. But maybe in the next time, we will be able to get all the Dubai crew involved. So for those who are listening in back home in Ireland, we're just going to give you a quick brief rundown as to what has taken place today. The energy in this room is unbelievable at the moment. We've had a fantastic day, and it all kicked off this morning. An introduction by the co-founder of the initiative, John McDade, who we're going to hear from shortly. There's around 200 people in the room, over 100 businesses. We've had talks and discussions on various topics. Donegal County Council are here in their numbers. We had an overview of the Donegal economic development and the impact that they hope, on a positive note, that will have. The event's theme is, of course, about global connections with a local impact. Our own CEO, Sean Quinn, was the moderator there for a very, very interesting discussion. Also just as interesting, I thought he was superb, our former Minister Joe McHugh, who was navigating the ever-changing leadership role, and a very, very interesting piece from Joe earlier today with some brilliant insights on how to group together your team and lead by the front. AI and the future of business, well, where's that going? We heard all about it today by 2030, and it was headed up by another Donegal man who was leading out the discussion in Aidan Blake. And we also had an audience as well with Katrina Jennings. I haven't had a chance to say hello to her yet because it's been very, very busy, but Katrina is here. And we got to learn about Katrina and how she deals with life as an Olympian, as a world record holder, and she's very, very successful on the business front as well. She's over 20 years experience in aviation and the financial services. That is just a snippet, a very, very small snippet of what took place here today so far at this business forum on the opening day, the opening weekend of the Donegal Diaspora Initiative. Anne Colley is here as well. She's been very busy, so she's getting photographs. She picked up the business award. We'll be speaking to Anne later on. She came here in the 60s. Hello, Anne. We'll be speaking to you in a wee while, so we will. Anne came here in the 60s, and she was the right recipient, the proper recipient, and deserving recipient of the award. So we'll speak to Anne very, very soon. But we're going to kick it off because we've got the McDade family sitting alongside me. John McDade and his wife Una, who have been heading up what's taking place this weekend and heading up the diaspora here in this region. They do Trojan work and they put a lot of effort into it. So John and Una, delighted to see you. You better give your wife a microphone there, John. And grab one behind you yourself there.
Or he better not, maybe.
So, yeah, I think we've got the mics up. Three mics are live.
Hi,
we are live on Highland Radio.
Hi, Oshie.
Good to see you. Hi, Una.
Hi, Scott.
You don't mind, John, if I speak to Una, first of all?
Go ahead.
Yeah, she's had a big week. She's had a massive week. You are the executive director of the Irish Diaspora Centre.
I am.
And it was a big week for you because you were inducted into the Ring of Honour at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. So,
yeah.
All this hard work that you've put in over, how many years are you here in Philadelphia?
I'm here 31 years.
It's all starting to pay off now when you be part of the parade. And you see what we have here today and how the Irish Diaspora Centre is thriving in it.
Yeah, it's actually a very emotional time for me, being inducted into the Ring of Honour. I got an opportunity just to appreciate, actually, all of the work that came here before me. I personally was the only Irish born in out of all the 10 inductees, and that made me very, you know, emotional, thinking I'm that next generation. I'm that grandmother, that great-grandmother that people are sharing the stories with. So, but it was a great honour, and it was a great, great lead-up to St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. John, big day today. I know you were nervous this morning, but we've had a very successful day here at the Business Forum.
Ah, yeah, it really was. I just want to thank everybody who came here today, especially our panelists, our speakers, Highland Radio. Of course, we, as you can see on the board, we have a lot of sponsors to make this happen. But again, the most important part that you all showed up, and that noise you hear in the background is people making connections. That's what this is all about.
That's what it's all about. But you made your connection a long time ago here with Philadelphia, John, when you came out here. But one thing that you wanted to do, and you noticed it very, very early on, was trying to help people and make a transition, become part of life here when they came to America, particularly those from Donegal and for Ireland.
I see. Now you're going to have to give. Now I'm going to have to give credit to Louis Bradley and how good people like Louis Bradley were to me and Una and Una's sister, Carmel. So we came out here we're very lucky who we came out to. You heard stories of people who came here like centuries ago from their families. We were very lucky when we came out. But it's the likes of the Louis Carmel Bradleys, Barney Carmel Boyce, you know, Patsy Bridget Duddy, folks like that set the path for us to make it easy. And that's all you can do, is make it easy for people coming here and people who want to thrive here.
Yeah. And Una, I was talking to John O'Malley, former chairperson of the Irish Diaspora Centre, and he was telling us about some of the key things that be done in the centre. You're part of that because you're a key person in it. You're the executive director. And what the centre does, it's fantastic work, but it's very, very helpful to those who particularly maybe are starting to get things tougher, experience life, or need a bit of direction somewhere over here.
Yeah, I think what we really are more so is a resource centre. So the word Irish and help and support is what people come to us for. It could be anything from finding out where to get a train, or where they should, if they're thinking about moving back to Ireland. And then we also have genealogy groups, and we are a part of Feroiga. And our biggest pride is that we serve lunch every Wednesday to our senior citizens, which we call our Silver to Gold program. And that's what keeps us very real and keeps our fingers on the pulse.
Yeah. That interview I did with John O'Malley will be available on our social channels later on this evening. But just, I suppose, wrap up this section, John. This has been a brilliant day. So it has. And it's something that you talked about, the noise and everybody making connections, but you want to grow this. Like, this is, you're hoping this is not the end of the initiative event. Like,
no, it's, you know, Donegal, Philadelphia this year, hopefully it's Donegal somewhere else next year. But then the likes, like, we've lots of people here from the Mayo Association. We want to spread it out and make it more a thing, so more and more Irish counties get involved in this type of stuff as well.
Yeah, okay. We give you the first word, we'll give you the last word. So we will, Una. Okay. It's been a very, very enjoyable day, but it's an exciting period for you as a family, and particularly for the community here, so it is.
Yeah, it's, I mean, We, Donegal is obviously a great county to be from. We're here obviously promoting all counties. In my job, I have the luxury of being able to get to know people from other counties of Ireland. But my last words, and if anybody who knows me, it's always Uprafoe. And I want to shout out, and a shout out just to my family. And my mom was from Remelton, so shout to Rafoe and Remelton, and obviously Barney and Kathleen. I'm sure they're tuned in as well.
They certainly are. Very well done. You're doing
a
super job.
Can we ask Ivan to play ATB?
Oh, yeah.
Ivan, you have to play ATB at some stage as
That's always me torturing everybody for ATB.
Listen, well done
today.
Thank
you so much.
And
thank you, Ashley.
Keep doing what you're doing, because the workies are doing are brilliant.
Well, thank you. And
thank you.
Big thanks to Highland Radio for all your support.
We're
you
delighted
guys have been
here,
massive.
John. Delighted
thank
to
you.
Be here. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We are live from Philadelphia. The Donegal Diaspora Initiative event is underway, and we'll have more reaction today, one after these.
Highland Radio live from the Donegal Philadelphia Business Forum as part of the inaugural Donegal Diaspora Initiative in association with the Blue Haven Hotel Kilcar. Now under new management and newly renovated, ideally located on the Wild Atlantic Way, the perfect base for discovering the dramatic beauty of Donegal, where the oceans meet the sky. Book now at bluehaven.ie.
Okay, take the next right.
Sure.
Not this right, the next right.
This is the next right.
Watch out! I meant the next right after this right.
What?
Oh. For when a right turn becomes a wrong turn. Get car insurance you can be confident in with OnPost Insurance. Go to onpostinsurance.ie or call us today. Acceptance criteria, terms and conditions apply. One Direct Ireland Limited, trading as OnPost Insurance, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. One Direct Ireland Limited is a wholly owned subsidiary of OnPost. Best price online.
Delicious Denny gold medal sausages and rashers make every breakfast sizzle. Grilled, fried, crispy outside, juicy inside. In a sandwich, in a bagel, on the road or at the table. It brings the flavour you need bright and early during the week. It makes the Saturday morning fry-up or a Sunday brunch that's long overdue to chew over all the latest with your crew. Make life sizzle with Denny's delicious taste. Denny time, Denny place.
Ensure the safety of your team with SafeTech. We have part-funded courses in first aid, people moving and handling, confined spaces, food hygiene, quad bikes, fire warden, IPAF mupes, electrofusion, welding and machinery cards for Ireland and UK sites. Also delivering online courses like utilities, water hygiene and construction supervisors. SafeTech can deliver group training at your business premises. To find out more, contact safetech.ie today.
Shekalaha Ama Highland Radio. Arna Dortugat ig Airgrid. Ubror agus Borbor anga letrahas na hairn. Airgrid. Pobble aguactu, ira aguactu. Teshe.
Okay, time on Highland Radio, it is 7:18.
Highland Radio live from the Donegal Philadelphia Business Forum as part of the inaugural Donegal Diaspora Initiative in association with the Blue Haven Hotel Kilcar. Now under new management and newly renovated, ideally located on the Wild Atlantic Way, the perfect base for discovering the dramatic beauty of Donegal, where the oceans meet the sky. Book now at bluehaven.ie.
And you're welcome back here to Springfield Country Club for the Donegal Diaspora Initiative weekend. The time here, by the way, Ivan, it's only 18 minutes past three. The first day's coming to an end, and Highland Radio are delighted to be part of this. We've already heard from John and Una McDade, and now we're going to speak to two locals over here, because we're joined on stage by Rob McPherson, who is the Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer with Visit Delco, and also Lisa Maloney, President of the Irish American Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing?
Very
welcome
good.
To Highland Radio's
thank
Airwaves.
You. Thank you.
I might start
thank
with Lisa,
you.
If that's okay, Rob.
Absolutely.
Listen, I suppose from your part, Chamber of Commerce here, how important was it for you as a group and as an entity to be part of this initiative here by the Donegal people?
Oh, it's absolutely critical. And that this is what we try to do, is create relationships between the Greater Philadelphia region and all of Ireland. So this isn't the first time I've met the Donegal people, the Donegal councillors. They do a very good job coming out and spreading the word of what's going on in Donegal and making the connections. So I wanted to be here personally and as a representative of the chamber to welcome them again this time.
Yeah, and they come out here and they're looking to work, and they they want to start their own business, and would you offer them as well? It's key, the support there, just to get them up and going and get them running.
Absolutely. We have members at the Chamber that are experts in legal, accounting, soft landing services. So anyone that wants to learn about doing business in Pennsylvania should really stop by the Chamber and contact any one of us, because we'll start making those connections. And connections is what is going to be the foundation for any business coming into the United States.
Yeah. And listen, business is thriving here in this part of the States at the moment.
Absolutely, it is.
The Chamber is very, very busy.
The Chamber is very busy. And we have connections we have deep connections. This Chamber has been around since 1999. So we have deep connections within Pennsylvania with different businesses, but also within the government, the local government, the Commonwealth, the government, the state government. So we can help open a lot of doors by making those connections for people.
Yeah. Rob, I had an interesting conversation with yourself and Steve Byrne earlier on in the area of Delco. There's 22,000 Irish people. That's a lot of Irish people in one area.
Folks, yeah. And you can tell just by the buzz in the room that it's a very engaged community as well. Yeah. And it helps us from our mission is to attract tourism and visitation to Delaware County, where we're located here. And any opportunity to kind of portray the region in the most authentic light is good for us, and the Irish-American community helps us do that for sure.
Yep. Yeah. This event this weekend, what benefit does Visit Delco get out of it? What do you hope to have out of it?
Well, so the first benefit is we get a bunch of hotel stays, so that's important to us, and any kind of overnight visitation leads to tremendous economic impact in the community, and it's incremental economic impact. It's folks who are coming in from out of our community, spending money, and adding to, visitation in 2024 was a $1.2 billion industry in Delaware County, $840 million in consumer spending. So anything that does that brings people in from outside the county, we want to be a part of. So that's a huge part of it. The rest of it is sort of the energy that this group brings. It's really cool. And it's only just beginning, right? I mean, tomorrow is going to be so much fun watching. I've never seen Gaelic football before, so I'm really excited to go check that out.
You're in for a treat.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You'll enjoy it.
I'm excited, yeah.
There's no helmets and pods now.
No, I know. I asked somebody, I said, do they smash into each other? I mean, this is going to be cool.
Have you been to Donegal, Ireland before?
I have not, no.
Oh, we have to get you over.
I'm not.
Yeah. We have to get you over. What about you, Lisa?
Oh, I've been to Donegal and Mayo. My family's from Mayo. Yes.
There's a lot of Mayo connections.
You're
like the fourth person already to say.
Yes, yes.
It seems to be Donegal and Mayo are very, very prominent around here.
They are.
You're going to Ireland shortly, is that right?
I am. So I will be in Ireland in April, and the Chamber is going to have a networking event in Dublin on April 16th. And if anyone wants to learn about Philadelphia and what we have to offer, stop by. Register online and stop by, and I'd be happy to meet them.
Okay. Lisa Maloney, many thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Lisa is
the president of the Irish American Chamber of Commerce. And Rob McPherson, who is with Visit Delco, Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer. Many thanks for joining us. We'll get you that ticket to go to Donegal soon. All right.
What's that? I'm sorry.
We'll get you that ticket to go to Donegal
soon. No, let's do it. I'm in.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Thank you.
Okay, so there you go. That is Lisa and Rob. We also have a contingent from Donegal County Council who are making their way here. It's a very, very busy period for the guys from the council because they had St. Patrick's Day celebrations. I'm just looking down as they make their way up, meeting and greeting. Paul Canning, the Coherer of Donegal County Council, is joined by the Vice Chair, Donald Mandy Kelly. How you doing, Paul? Yeah, take a seat. You've been rushed off your feet. Donald, how you doing? Good to see you. Kim Brogan's here, and also Gary Martin is here as well. There's a microphone there for you, Kieran. Take a seat. By the way, a very happy birthday to Paul Canning, the Coherer of Donegal County Council. Earlier on in his speech, he made sure everybody knew it was his birthday. He's already got the rendition of Happy Birthday, and we're not going to give it to him now. So we're not. Listen, you might stand up. Maybe, Paul, just have a word with me. Listen, you spoke earlier on. The energy in this room, as everybody has talked about over the last 15 minutes, is fantastic. How important is it for you to be here representing Donegal County Council this weekend?
Yeah, it's very important. We have to take the message back as well. We have to show support as Donegal County Council. We have to be firmly behind everybody that's involved in this event, you know. And a key line that I thought, you know, we do talk about back in Donegal about the forgotten county. The one line up there, the unforgettable county, that's the language that we should be using going forward from here. Forget about the negativity. The positivity in this room is phenomenal. And I thought the speakers were excellent today. I really did think they were really good. You know, so it's great. It's great to see it. But we have to pick up the pieces ourselves.
You've had a busy couple of weeks. You've been on tour, so you have.
I've been busy. We landed here. We done the Philadelphia first parade, and then we went to New York. We attended the both masses. I thought the masses were beautiful. There was genuine people there that put in a lot of effort, and they showed the colours that we are a wee bit slow at showing at times. You know, the colours that was in Philadelphia, the colours that was in New York, absolutely fantastic, and it was great to see it. And that gives you the confidence that the diaspora is working worldwide, you know. And when you hear the figures that's been mentioned, you know, Joe McHugh on about 70,000 of diaspora, that's absolutely fantastic worldwide.
I might bring Gary Martin in. Thanks, Paul. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Okay, come over beside me, Gary. Good to see you, Gary. How are you doing? You had a presentation earlier on about the Donegal economic development and, I suppose, linking up what's happening on our side with this side. Since then, speaking to people in the room, what feedback have you had on the presentation that you give today?
Well, look, it's no secret. An awful lot of the people in the room today, we know them of old. We've been working with them for many, many years. A lot of them from Philadelphia, some of them from further afield as well, New York, and indeed even some of the guys from London, so we know them well. But it's a great opportunity and a great platform, I suppose, to tell people what's happening at home. We sometimes assume that they know. That's not always the case, particularly, you know, the large capital investments that the council and other bodies are involved in, and what that actually is going to mean to the county in years to come, and how businesses then can, on the back of that, build on that. And, you know, as we all know, anybody that lives and works in the county, what a wonderful county it is to live and work in. And look, that's what we're trying to do in the council every day of the week, to make it better.
Yeah, we'll suggest that maybe the council could do more when it comes to the relationships and moving forward. And that seems to be a very, very easy statement now off the back of what we've heard in the room today.
Well, look, we've been working at this diaspora initiative back since, what, 2002, I think. Yeah. I initiated it back in the day. Long time. Like every relationship, it takes time, it takes effort, it takes energy, and it takes resources. Sometimes back in the day when there wasn't sufficient funding, there wouldn't have been as much money to put into the diaspora initiatives as we have now. We've put a lot of money into it over the last few years, and I'd just like to acknowledge and thank the councillors for giving us the facilities to do that. And we continue to do that, and that's why we are working in places, you know, like London, like Philadelphia, like New York, like Boston, to continue to tell the story of what a wonderful county we have and what opportunities people might have there.
Yep. And then the fallback of that, how does the council benefit from all this back home, Gary? You might just give us an idea of that.
Well, there's two things. You know, an awful lot of people, when you're abroad, as an emigrant myself, you want to remain in contact with home, because home is always home. Donegal is always Donegal. So a lot of people just simply want to be there. They just want to stay in touch and know what's actually happening at home. For others, it might be a little bit more deep than that. They might actually want to make an investment. They might want to, come back, you know, for holidays or vacations, as the Americans would say. So what we had tried to do is we try to platform all of the opportunities that people might want to talk to us. So whether it's to invest, whether it's to just stay in touch, or whether it's to come on holidays, you've seen the presentation there today. We try to capture all of that as part of today's presentation.
You've done a super job today. I enjoyed listening to you, Gary. Well done.
Thanks very much, Oshin.
And keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You're doing a good job.
Thanks,
Oshin. Chairman of the Council. Donal Mandy Kelly, come on up you come. Glenn Swillyman, who spent a bit of time here previously, didn't he? Did a couple of jobs around here, didn't you?
That's right, Oshin. I was here actually 20 years ago coming now. Actually, this time of year, I landed here. At that time, it was St. Patrick's Day, believe it or not. So, I'm delighted to be back. And I suppose yesterday I made a point to get around the old stomping ground, as they say, back home. And that's been fantastic. It's great to see familiar faces here. I had the privilege of being here representing Donegal back in November of last year for the Golden Bridges as well, here in Philadelphia and Boston. So listen, it's great to get back. It's great here to be in this room today, with the showing off the Donegal diaspora and with friends and good people from back home. And That's fantastic. You can feel the buzz here, and it's great.
But it's very important for the council to be here and to continue to grow. When you look at John McDade and Kieran Porter and the Diaspora Centre, the roots that they have, the way they grew the roots and where the level that they're at now, they want to go to another level, and it's key that the council are part of that.
Yeah, well, humble at 100%, Oisin, and listen, the work that John and the committee and all do here, here in Philadelphia, and as well the Donegal Association as well in Boston and New York, which I spent a few days there as well before I came down here. You know, it's fantastic. You know, it has grown, but the level of work and commitment that's put in here by the people abroad is fantastic. And as you say, it's very important for us back home, particularly ourselves as local representatives, county councillors, that we do everything in our power to continue to strengthen that going forward and make them connections, you know, because, listen, there's a lot of work at home at the minute, a lot of work coming down the line, and we're all familiar with the mica, with the defective concrete blocks, and there's a hell of a lot of work there now too. And listen, and, I know I've been chatting to men in the construction game here, both in New York and Philadelphia here now as well, where, you know, you're able to let them know about the amount of work that is brought back home, the tradesmen that we're lacking and that we need back
home. Struggles,
well.
The struggles.
And that's reality. And listen, we all have family members that's going through the mica process, and, you know, your heart goes out to them. But listen, we have to continue to strengthen that, do our best, and just keep pushing forward. Ocean.
Okay, enjoy the rest of the weekend. You're going to get the boots on tomorrow, no?
Well, I don't know. When I was here in November, there was chat about putting the boots on, but listen, it's brave ways to add the boots on, but I still know how to lace them, you know.
Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Donal Manny Kelly, Vice Chair of Donegal County Council. Mr. Kieran Brogan, Mayor of Letterkenny, Milford Municipal District. I'm not too bad. You had a big job today, so you did, Kieran. You had to present Anne Colley with the Business Award at the inaugural Donegal Diaspora Initiative Business Forum. That was a nice honour to have to kick things off.
It was a lovely honour, Oisin, and I'm delighted to be here to do it. The Colley family are a great family, and I spent some time working in Colley's back in the day when I spent some time here in Philadelphia. And, you know, all the things that we listened to today and all the presentations, I think it's a day where we can reflect how we've come as a people, as Donegal people. And if you listen to Anne Colley and is talking to her here now, she still has that very strong Donegal accent. Yeah. Still has a Skellige. Didn't forget where she came from. And I think all the different very passionate presentations that we hear today from everyone, to me it just shows one thing about the Donegal DNA. It's in our DNA to want to achieve. But I think we can also reflect today on people that came to this country many years ago who came through more difficult times, and we're all only passing through, I suppose, but I think we have a lot to be thankful for the people who I suppose created that journey back in the day to make it a much better place for us all. And education has really took things onto a different level, and to see the Donegal people doing so well here and doing so well at home as well, I think it's a very proud day for Donegal people. And I'm really delighted to see yourselves and Highland Radio out here too, because I had the experience along probably over 22 or 23 years ago when Highland Radio was here before. And that's great,
Boston,
because Philadelphia and New York as well. And it plays a huge part to Donegal people here. They still tune into it.
Yeah. You were here 2 decades ago or whatever. Was it more than that when you first set foot here, Kieran? Over a lot longer?
The first time I came here was 1996, and I came back again in 1998.
Yeah. You've seen a lot of change, but what you've also seen is how the Donegal community has grown.
Really good, and they're a really special community here. And I'm delighted for the organising committee here today. You know, John and Una and, you know, Kieran and all, it's a great team effort, but it's not about them, it's about their county and their people and how they can improve the lives for others. And I think they are doing that, and that message was very, very clear from all the presentations that we had here today, that everybody was trying to improve the life for other people as they move on to the next generation.
Yeah, okay. Kieran, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Oisin. Enjoy
the rest of the week. I'll ask you the same question. Are you getting the boots on tomorrow for the football?
No, indeed I'm not.
There you go, Kieran Brogan. He, of course, is the mayor of the Letterkenny and Milford Municipal District. Okay, time for another commercial break as we go back to the studio on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. We'll go for this break and we'll have more reaction here from Philadelphia for you shortly.
Highland Radio live from the Donegal Philadelphia Business Forum as part of the inaugural Donegal Diaspora Initiative in association with the Blue Haven Hotel Kilcar. Now under new management and newly renovated, ideally located on the Wild Atlantic Way, the perfect base for discovering the dramatic beauty of Donegal, where the oceans meet the sky. Book now at bluehaven.ie.
Genesis Clinic Gaydor, introducing Purisomes and Sacred RF Microneedling, an advanced skin treatment that combines radio frequency energy with microneedling to lift and tighten jowls and neck, minimize wrinkles and scars, and improve tone, texture, pigmentation, and redness. Also offering PDO thread lifts, dermal fillers, skin boosters, and laser treatments for hair, rosacea, acne, aging, and all skin conditions. Contact Mary Ferry, your aesthetic practitioner, at Genesis Clinic Gaydor, 07495-32575.
Gal, chef me tada un gnarad. Ach bin gachla jeffril. Rangana sport crake gamsosa bin gliora shul.
Tá poiste a wain as gach cuigar ag caile mí nuní smód an scoblian. Agus nair chailan siad leihint a scoile, chailan siad an olim an urbert hoshielta agus an spree. Mar is lá nua é gachla scoile. Faig tacíocht ar gov.ie /frastal scoile. Tionscanamh ó rialtas na hÉireann.
The Chadwick Spring Sale is now on, with 38 branches nationwide. Steel frame 8-piece dining set, now only €299. BE 212cc pressure washer, only €459. Save over €60 on the Works 20-volt cordless lawnmower and grass trimmer kit, now an amazing €279. Plus loads more savings in doors and floors, garden accessories, bathrooms and DIY. Visit your local branch or shop online at chadwicks.ie. Chadwicks.
Let's get it done!
Highland Radio live from the Donegal Philadelphia Business Forum as part of the inaugural Donegal Diaspora Initiative in association with the Blue Haven Hotel Kilcar. Now under new management and newly renovated, ideally located on the Wild Atlantic Way, the perfect base for discovering the dramatic beauty of Donegal, where the oceans meet the sky. Book now at bluehaven.ie.
And you're welcome back here to Philadelphia for the Donegal Diaspora Initiative Business Forum. We're coming to the end of day one, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined by two gentlemen on the stage. We have Bill Mockley, who is the son of Kay McNulty. We'll tell you about Kay in just a second. And we've also got Jim Murray, who is the son of the original Jim Murray, who was the guy that set up the Ronald McDonald houses, and there is one in Crumlin that Donegal families attend week in, week out. And we'll tell you about that in a few moments too. Gentlemen, how's doing? Nice to see you.
How are you? Great to be here.
Yes, yeah. It is.
I suppose, Bill, first of all, your highlights of today. You spoke today. What was your highlight? Did you enjoy it today? What stood out for you?
It was great meeting all these people, and I was surprised how many people already knew about Kay McNulty, because they're well informed, and well, computers are everywhere these days. Yeah. We're always looking for an inspiration for young people to look to women in computers from way back.
I'll give the background to Kay. Kay moved to America after World War II, when the first basically computer was built by her husband. And that's your dad?
Yeah. My dad, John Mockley. Yes. Yeah. And Eckert. Yes, two
and
guys.
And they needed it programmed.
Yes.
And your mother, Kay, was one of six female programmers.
That's right.
To program this first ever computer.
So, yes, it wasn't programming like you'd know it today with a language. They didn't have a language. Yeah. They had wires and switches and a bunch of block diagrams and no instruction book. Mm. But they knew the equations and they knew what they wanted it to do. So they were told, figure it out.
Yeah.
And they did.
And they did. And the connection with the Donegal diaspora is, of course, Kay McNulty was born in Chrysler, in Donegal, and then she came to the States. And then when it was highlighted that Kay was one of these pioneer ladies in programming. DCU in Dublin named a building after her, and the ATU Donegal in Letterkenny, they have a Kay McNulty scholarship as well. They're very much honouring your mother, so they are, Bill, which I'm sure you're very, very proud of.
We are very proud of it. It's great. Some of my family, we have a big Irish family over on this side too, and well, we go over to those events when they dedicate those buildings and see those things, and it's great to see her name and her finally getting her place in the sun there.
And fully deserved. Fully deserved for what she done. Jim Murray, I met you for the first time today. Loved speaking to you earlier. Your dad, Jim Murray, founded the Ronald McDonald Houses. Now, your connection with the Northwest is Tyrone Derry.
Correct.
We'll not hold that against you. We've got a huge listenership in Tyrone and Derry. So we do. But listen, the Ronald McDonald House in Crumlin in Dublin is a very, very important building. And I know you were over and you checked it out and you seen the photograph of your dad on the open it. And you obviously have an understanding of what these houses right around the world mean to families.
No doubt. My dad's line was he would never get used to it when he walked into a Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah.
And it was special when he went to Ireland, back to his roots. He talked about Ronald McDonald Houses all over the world, 390 around the world in 62 countries. He talked about how it was a Philadelphia story and about his Irish heritage everywhere he went. Yeah. And the spirit of Ireland that really lives through every house, yeah. If you ask my dad, if you were around. He would love today. My dad would have loved today. A room full of Irish people, nuns, everybody running around. He would love today. It's special for me.
Yeah, but so many families back home in Donegal and Derry and Tyrone, they've hit on hard times because they've had to use the house. But like, what's the ethos? What's the thinking beside each of these houses that are dotted all around the world? What was your dad's vision and his initial thought on why he wanted to do this?
Yeah, so my dad's claim to fame, he was a general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles. Kind of like this weekend, there was a football event. And there was a woman named Dr. Audrey Evans, a world-class oncologist at Children's Hospital, who said, it's not a sick child, it's a sick family. And it was kind of her concept, and the Eagles and McDonald's Corporation kind of got together and built the first house in Philadelphia, which yeah. turned out to be an amazing thing that's all over the world.
Yeah, and you, of course, are involved.
I am.
And it was, I'm sure it was very, very easy for you to become involved in these.
So I think once they get you in, you can't get out. Yeah. And it's just such a great charity. It's so rewarding to go to a house. You know, my dad always says, if you go anywhere in the world, go knock on the door at the Ronald McDonald House, because everybody's dealing with the same problems all over the world. And it's communities like this that we're doing today that kind of connect people and help them get through their tough times.
Yeah. Go Eagles. Are you an Eagles fan?
Go Birds, without a doubt. Oh, I'm wearing my dad's NFC yeah. championship ring. So okay. I'm a big, big Eagles fan.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Didn't work out this year, did it?
Not so much, but we'll be back. We're ready. Yeah, we'll be back.
Yeah, you'll be back. Are you going to, Bill, are you going to try and taste some of the other things that are going on tomorrow, maybe the Gaelic football?
Well, the tasting is usually in the form of the whiskies and the Guinness.
Yeah.
But the music is really my forte is.
Good
so
stuff. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys. I know the energy in the room's really, really good here, so it is today. Enjoy the rest of the evening and enjoy the weekend. Delighted to speak to you and delighted to have you on Highland Radio.
Thanks so much.
It's been great.
Okay,
there you go. That's Jim Murray. Of the Ronald McDonald Houses. His father, of course, was the founder of it. And we've got Bill Mockley, who's the son of the now world-renowned Kay McNulty, and deservedly so. Just before I go for a break, I'm actually going to nip over here. Thanks, gents. And I'm going to go speak to Ann Colley. Yay! So I'm going to go over here and speak to Ann Colley. Hi, Ann. I might take you out here just, Ann, away from the speaker. Una's going to join me as well. Are you just going to give her the mic? Okay. Put on the here. Do you want to sit down, Dave? Will we sit down, Anne? Here, you sit down there, and I'll sit beside you. Anne Colley of the world famous Colley's Restaurant in Upper Derby, isn't that right?
Yes, yeah.
Upper Derby.
Yeah.
How honoured are you today? You came here in 1962. Did you think that such an important community would be coming and presenting a war?
When I came, I loved America. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There was no going back. I was only 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've had fantastic times along the way since then.
Very good times. Yeah. Everybody was all from Ireland, from Donegal, Mayo and Galway and Tyrone. And the rest didn't exist.
But you came from a very, very picturesque part of the world in Glencolumbkill.
I think there's no place in Donegal like Glencolumbkill. It is really scenic. It's beautiful. Really nice, yeah.
And you always hold home very, very close to your heart.
Very close to my heart. I went over every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a great time. Yeah. Danced all the time. I love dancing. If a guy couldn't dance, I would never go out with him.
Somebody was telling the story about your first dance in America.
Yeah, I met my husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many hours into your stay in America was that?
The next night.
The next night?
Yeah. We met in the embassy.
Oh, very good.
So I said to my sister, I know that guy. She says, Anne, will you sit down? How could you know anybody? The first day to dance you were at. And he walked over and he says, do you want to dance? And I said, goodbye, Bridget.
Yeah. Then you started the business after you got settled and you started the business. Yeah, Collie's Restaurants.
Yes, yeah.
Like it's world renowned. Yeah. You mentioned Collie's here in Philadelphia. Everybody knows of it, knows of you. Yeah, yeah. Why is it such a special place, Anne?
Because I treat them like they were my own house. Yeah. And it was always very nice to the old men and everything. You know, and they would always tell me, there was nobody going to their funeral. I says, you don't have to worry, I'll be at your funeral. And they'd be crying to me, you know.
Yeah.
So I always got along with everybody there.
It was more about the welcome rather than the food. But that's the talk of things. You struck up a relationship with everybody that came in the door.
Everybody came in. They were just like home. Yeah. I always treated them nice, yeah.
And where are you going to put this award? Where in the restaurant is that going to go? Where is the award? We have to get a look at it. Where is it? Bring it over here.
Right over here. Yes, beautiful.
Take the award over. That is. That's pride of place now in the restaurant.
Oh, yes, plenty of place.
Yeah.
I'll make sure there's a place.
And your family's all here now. I know there's a few more here. They're just after darting out the exit door.
Oh, yes, yeah.
It means a lot to them as well.
Yeah, and they're going back to Collie's, the ones that left.
Right.
Yeah, they're going back to Collie's.
Can I go to Collie's too?
Oh, you're all welcome. You're all welcome.
Drag them all up to Upper Derby.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you will celebrate this tonight. I'm sure you've celebrated for a few days and a few weeks.
Well, definitely, yes.
And enjoy it, and fully deserved.
It was great, yeah.
Lovely to talk to you, and many congratulations.
What's your name?
My name's Oisin.
Oisin, oh gosh.
Yeah.
Oisin.
Yeah. Anyway, you enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
Give her a round of applause. This is brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. So it is. Okay, that's Anne Colley of the world famous Collie's Restaurant. Right. I'm going to look at the watch. We have to go for another break. We'll have more from Philadelphia after these.
Highland Radio live from the Donegal Philadelphia Business Forum as part of the inaugural Donegal Diaspora Initiative in association with the Blue Haven Hotel Kilcar. Now under new management and newly renovated, ideally located on the Wild Atlantic Way, the perfect base for discovering the dramatic beauty of Donegal, where the oceans meet the sky. Book now at bluehaven.ie.
Do you have a job vacancy that needs filled fast? Tried everything but still no luck? Let Highland Radio's Job Spot do the work for you. We'll share your vacancies with 70,000 daily listeners in Donegal, Derry and Tyrone every Monday, Wednesday and Friday during prime time. Plus your jobs will be listed on highlandradio.com under our Job Spot section. It's fast, cost effective and reaches the people you need. Contact our advertising team today on 07491 25322 or email advertising at highlandradio.com. Highland Radio, delivering your message across the Northwest.
How we use electricity can be smarter, cleaner, and greener. At Electric Ireland, we can help guide you there. Our Net Zero Hub has all you need to know about smart meter plans, home EV chargers, solar panels, heat pumps, and much more. Making your usage clearer, your trips greener, your home cozier, and your world brighter. Find our Net Zero Hub at electricireland.ie.
At Fleming's, we take great pride in having provided quality steel and roofing to all our customers throughout Ireland since 1860.
Tell them about the doors, John.
Okay, Mike. We also provide a full quality range of
doors, industrial doors, garage doors, roller doors, insulated doors.
Thanks for that, Mike.
No dramas, mate.
Fleming's, engineering solutions for 150 years. Call us now on 074 91 48 234.
Highland Radio live from the Donegal Philadelphia Business Forum as part of the inaugural Donegal Diaspora Initiative in association with the Blue Haven Hotel Kilcar. Now under new management and newly renovated, ideally located on the Wild Atlantic Way, the perfect base for discovering the dramatic beauty of Donegal, where the oceans meet the sky. Book now at bluehaven.ie.
And you're welcome back to Philadelphia. It is 11 minutes to 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Back home, we're heading towards 8 o'clock. And we are here talking to
people who have connections with Donegal, be it their mothers, their fathers, relations from the past. And there's current Donegal people here who have made the trek across the Atlantic to celebrate this this wonderful, wonderful weekend. And we're going to cut across now to the other side of the... I'm going to speak to a lovely lady here, Mary Ellen...
Cutis.
Mary Ellen Cutis. You're wearing a Donegal Association scarf.
I am.
Where are you from originally? And tell us a wee bit about yourself.
Well, originally from Philadelphia, but my mother came from near Milford, and my father came from Arban area.
Yes.
And I have relatives all over Ireland, but I have a lot of them in Kilmacrenan and Termin, and I love you all.
The Donegal ones are your favorite relatives.
Absolutely. What can I say? I love it, and I miss them.
Yeah. Come here. How important is it for you to be here today?
Absolutely important, because this is the spirit of the Donegal Association. Yeah. This is our heart.
Yeah.
And anything that we can support to keep it going, we're there. We're there. Yeah. And we're happy.
Mary Boyle's trying to sneak away from me. Mary, come on up here. I'll go to you. I'll go to you. Mary, Donegal Association of Philadelphia, how are you doing?
I'm good, Oisin. How are you?
You just had a good day.
We had a wonderful day. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for Highland Radio for being with us.
Yeah. It's been a massive success.
It is so much better.
Yeah.
What a wonderful day. Yep. Wonderful day. So,
give our listeners back home a wee indication or a brief of your Donegal roots and what's
Donegal
behind you.
Donegal rich. So my mother's people are from the Rosses. Her father was from Dunloe, Sweeney. Her mother was Gallagher from Acres and Burtonport. My father's a Boyle on both sides. One side from near Ballybuffet, Minria, and the other is from Loughfad near Ardara.
Right, okay.
So
big
we still have family there in Glenties and the Ballybuffet area. So,
yeah.
Yep.
You worked hard today. You're right there getting everybody in through the doors.
I was trying to herd them all in, yeah, and get them at the right tables and everything. So we had a wonderful day.
And he's done a brilliant job. So
thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the weekend, Mary.
Thank you very
Lovely
much.
To meet you.
Thank you.
That's Mary Boyle of the Donegal Association of Philadelphia. Before I go to Sean Quinn, I'm looking for the Donegal Association of New York. Where did the New Yorkers go to? They were here. I was talking to them a short time ago. I'll tell you what, we'll go look for them. In the meantime, I'm going to hand you to Sean Quinn, who has a number of people to talk to as we continue our live broadcast here from the Springfield Country Club on day one of the Donegal Diaspora Initiative Weekend. Sean, over to you.
Thank you, Oisin. I have a bit of a strange one here, actually, because I've got my neighbour from back home in the mountaintop, Johnny Loughery. You're very welcome. Why are you here?
I'm just here to celebrate Donegal Connect and Donegal Diaspora events. So I suppose we're lucky enough that we found out about the event, and I suppose we're put in touch with Steve Kelly here, and No Barriers is delighted to be over here. We were very, very fortunate to be able to visit Steve's fantastic scene factory. Steve's also very kindly donated a piece of equipment to us as well. So we're delighted to be over here. Yeah.
So I met Steve before I came over. And the reason I've got the two of you, because there is actually a connection that that you've been working on for a number of months. So it's about a little bit of equipment. Tell me more about it, Steve.
So the device is known as the Zine. Z like zebra, E-E-N, .com. GoZine.com is the website. And it's a mobility device that helps folks that have lost due to multiple sclerosis or cerebral palsy or just the aging process, have lost some mobility. So it allows them to lead a more active lifestyle, to retain some of their physical integrity. And, you know, when we met with Johnny, it was really interesting to see what he's doing with the No Barriers Foundation in Letterkenny. So it started a collaboration. The first zine from America was shipped to Donegal last week. It's on the ground, on the wheels are on the ground, and Johnny's team is likely working with it with patients now. So we're excited about that.
That's absolutely amazing, and it just shows you how small the world is that we now meet together in Philadelphia. What difference is this equipment going to do for some of the patients that will use it, Johnny?
That we're delighted to get the piece of equipment first and foremost. It's a fantastic and very, very versatile piece of equipment. So the Zine device basically doubles up as a wheelchair and a mobility aid. We can use it in a number of different ways within No Barriers. So we can help people rehabilitate and use it as a therapy tool. We can also then, in a very, very safe way, allow them to walk independently and use it as a conditioning tool, so that someone that might not be able to walk otherwise independently could maybe do 30 minutes or 40 minutes, or, you know, it depends person to person, but a conditioning tool. I think one of the biggest things about the Zine is the ability to get from a seated position into a standing position and look someone in the eye as well. So that's a huge, huge thing in terms of mental health and emotional well-being. And I suppose the other aspect is the social inclusion as well. The ability to walk further and for longer and to be transitioning from seated into standing allows people to use this device in social, you know, areas and social situations as well. So that's a huge thing for us.
So it's fair to say that that's going to add even more benefit to a great job that you already do up in the mountaintop. And I wish you the best of luck with it and continued success. And I think this is going to go further afield. If it's in Donegal, it can go anywhere. But it's a great story. It's great to meet you guys today. And it's great to see you over here. And we'll have a cup of coffee closer to home next week at some stage. Yeah, oh, yeah. You want to say a quick hello?
I want to say a quick hello to my cousins in Donegal, Solomon, Carmel, Janaid, and Dahi Reyes, Agnes, and Francis Diver, and my cousin Sinead in San Francisco. Love you guys.
So that was good. That was half of Donegal there. You got in. Fair play to you. I'm also I'm joined here by a superstar, and in Katrina Jennings. Katrina, you're very welcome.
Oh, thanks very much. It's amazing to be here in Philadelphia.
And what brought you? What was the reason for coming to the initiative?
So, I heard about the initiative. I thought it was a brilliant idea to try and, you know, make connections. There's such a big Irish community, particularly Donegal community here in Philadelphia, that I wasn't actually really aware of beforehand. But it's just lovely to be here, to be part of it, and just to connect with people that are Donegal roots, but also people from Donegal that are here today.
Yeah, and it's a pleasure to have you. And you spoke earlier about your 100 miles and the world record that you did hold up until, was it last week, was it?
About 3 weeks ago, yeah.
3 weeks ago, and I'm right in saying it was last November you actually did it. We got an insight into the I suppose, what you have to do to get there to do it, and how you felt on the day. You felt comfortable, you're pretty confident you were going to do it, but you've also said that you now have to go and try and get it back again. So tell me more about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, it's always good to challenge yourself. I think maybe I thought I might hold on to this one for a little bit longer, but in all seriousness, I think it's good to go and have another crack at it and at least try and get it back. If I don't, at least I won't have, you know, wondered what if. But hopefully all going well, I'll go back to Tunnel Hill in Illinois next November and give it a crack again.
If you can see that on video, I can tell you she's going to do it. I can see it in her eyes, she's going to do it. She's so committed to it. And I think that whole program is already starting to work to say, what do I need to do to achieve this? And I think you're going to do it.
Yeah, actually, I was in Villanova earlier today, and I suppose a lot of people will know that Villanova has a really strong connection with Irish athletics. And just speaking to Marcus O'Sullivan, the head coach there, was already picking his brains and getting some ideas of, maybe how to tweak the training program a little bit and see where, you know, you can make some improvements.
And, okay, so Monday morning you decide, I'm going for this. What is the time scale? When do you start, and when are you ready to actually go and do it?
Well, I guess I maintain a fairly good base level of training all year round, but I think about 4 weeks out, or sorry, 4 months out, or about 16 weeks out from the event itself, I really just focus on that as a really solid build up to the race. So that will probably be around July or August time, but I'll be training for other events in the meantime.
It'll help the fact that you're already in good shape to start with, yeah. And what blew me away is I asked you a question earlier about when you've finished the 100 miles, how long does it take to actually recover? Tell everybody how long, because I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I think about 2 months. I think I was mentally recovered much faster than I was physically recovered. I think my body just knew that it wanted a bit of a break. So anytime I went for a run, I couldn't really run that fast. I mean, I was still doing it for my head, but like, yeah, I wasn't really getting the same times as I would have done beforehand.
Well, we wish you the very, very best of luck when you do. I'm sure you'll tell us. You'll be in touch with us. And the very best of luck. I want to thank the guys for joining me as well. Just a quick before I hand back to Oisin, a big hello to Jackie Power and Kira Bonner, who have the Coffee Nook in Convoy, and that comes from Colin Power. So he wanted to say hello to you on air, all the way from Philadelphia. Back to you, Oisin.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. Wonderful insights, by the way, from those that Sean spoke to there in their panels earlier on. Listen, we're into the final stretch. I've got two men with me. Seamus Carr of Tyrconnell Gales, originally of Glen, and he was recently, honoured with the Donegal Association London Person of the Year. As he said himself, man of the year. We'll call you person of the year, or man of the year.
We'll not discuss that at this moment in time. You're all right. Just very honoured to get it, and I have to thank everybody back in London. I know we're in Philadelphia for the weekend. I'm going to New York then for a few days after this, and just seeing a few friends lived with in New York a number of years ago. And yes, fantastic occasion here this weekend, and it was a very exceptionally great talks given here today. You know, very, very, very impressive altogether. Yes.
You know about diasporas and Donegal people away from home. Yeah. You're in London for years, so you are, and now you're seeing this event here and how successful it was today. From your part, along with the Gaels and from the London community, how is it important for you to be here and to help grow this event in the coming years?
You're quite right, because at the moment I met friends of mine here, Jerry Boyle, Francie Boyle, played with me from Glenconham Kill, and their family, Brendan Boyle, just on TV here this evening. They were very close. We won my first under 14 championship medal with Jerry Boyle, with Donegal, right, and Glen. So it was lovely to see them again, you know, and it brings back happy memories and all that sort of thing, you know. So it's very important to just keep the link between home and wherever part of the world you're going to, you know. So overall, it's just fantastic, really, in a sense, you know, and it's going really, really well here at the moment.
You're here to win this cup tomorrow?
Well, I don't know, sir. We'll enjoy.
Bed early tonight now.
No comment on that one. No, we will. Yeah, well, the boys will hopefully be in bed early tonight, yeah. And the weather's fantastic. We were expecting wet weather or very cold weather, but thank goodness it's looking very good for tomorrow, and that's the main thing. We all enjoy it, you know. Yeah,
good to talk to you, Seamus. Thanks for coming over.
Not at all, Oisin.
And we'll see you, I'm sure, tomorrow down the field.
Certainly will. Thanks very much,
Seamus Carr, the Donegal London Association Person of the Year. We're going to wrap it up now because we've got Stephen O'Reilly of O'Reilly Sports joining us. They, of course, are one of the key sponsors of this event. And Stephen, you might give us an idea just maybe of your involvement here this weekend, because I've met you in the hotel each morning at about 6 o'clock. I was going down for the coffee and you were on the coffee, and yous are very, very busy here. Yous have a massive undertaking being part of this.
No, absolutely, and we're delighted to be a part of it. You know, I think whenever myself and Kieran talked a few months ago just about getting the whole sport and clothing aspect to it, you know, we were really, really excited. Myself and Martin, you know, it was the first thing we wanted to do, was get involved, because, you know, we're very proud to be from Donegal, and, you know, without the Donegal people, we wouldn't have a business, you know, between the people in Donegal and the people abroad. So coming out here, we knew we were going to have a lot of work to do, because we're flying all the clothing for everybody, with teams, referees, coaches, managers, everybody. So as you've seen, I suppose, over the last few mornings, that there's been a mountain of clothing here, and we're getting now towards game time tomorrow.
You've taken 6 of your staff out with you. You've a 40 plus staff now, so you have working for you. The company is continuing to thrive. It's continuing to grow, and being part of this is an aspect of growing your, yes, you're helping grow a diaspora, but you're also helping to grow your own business, Stephen.
Absolutely. Look, as I keep alluding to it and go back to it, you know, we're blessed with the staff we have, and every one of them. And, you know, we could have took anybody out here today, and I suppose just with the ones we have, I put in a massive shift. And just out here, you know, it's number one is to grow the business, and number two is just to show support to the customers and to the current clubs that we have, because because they've been great to us, and we just want to give something back to them as well.
I know you have a lot of distribution still to do this evening with teams, and you have the football tomorrow, but would you just get to let the hair down at all and I suppose take in everything that's happening?
Absolutely. Look, I suppose once we get there's four more teams to collect their stuff this evening, and then tomorrow, and then I think after that we'll get to relax, and look, we'll enjoy the Donegal game then on Sunday as well before we hit the road on Sunday night.
I'm just thinking here, standing talking to you, what's your sort of reach worldwide business wise now, Stephen?
Look, again, I suppose we're blessed that there's so many areas abroad, because you know, between Ireland, England, America, Australia, Dubai, you know, it's everywhere. You know, and we are so fortunate that we're in a position that we have so many areas abroad, because that's how we're growing out from it. I just had a conversation a few minutes ago with a lad there, and we're just chatting about you know, Gaelic being the main sport. But I suppose everything grows out from Gaelic, and now all of a sudden we have soccer teams, basketball teams, you know, we have teams in Boston, teams in New York, you know, so we're
taking over the world, Stephen.
Nah, I don't know about that, but we're just keeping the show on the road, and I.
All right, listen, the very best of luck for the rest of the weekend, and best wishes for, and continued success for the company. You're doing brilliant, you are, so keep it up.
Thank you very much, Ashton.
Well, that's Stephen O'Reilly's of O'Reilly Sports, who are very, very busy out here this weekend. Believe you me, I've met him every morning, as I said at the start of it, but they're doing a stirring job, so they are. Right, some closing notes for you. The Donegal Diaspora Initiative weekend is going to continue tomorrow, Saturday, where we have the football. The teams involved are Donegal Philadelphia. Our own Donegal Masters are here. They're travelling down from New York as I speak. Donegal New York, Tyrconnell Gaels from London, Donegal Boston, and we also have the Tyrconnell Harps from Glasgow and Scotland, who will all be playing for the Charlie McElwee Memorial Cup. Charlie was originally from Glenfinn, back in Donegal, and he was a long-standing and highly respected figure within Donegal GFC and the wider Philadelphia GA community as well. So they're going to honour Charlie by naming the cup, the Charlie McElwee Memorial Cup, and the winners of the football tournament will get that tomorrow. We are going there at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, Philadelphia time. We're going to be out of the bed early again tomorrow as we head there to bring you coverage of that event. We'll be live from 12 noon from here, which is going to be 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, for a full hour, 4 to 5, speaking to more Donegal people. They'll be telling their stories about how they ended up in whatever part of the world it was. They'll be talking about back home, and they'll be telling us about their experiences in life, again, wherever they are in the world, and why they are here in Philadelphia to be part of this wonderful event. Brendan Devaney will be joining me tomorrow to co-host that broadcast, which starts at 4 o'clock Donegal time. Then we get to let the hair down. There's a music event back here in the Springtown Country Club. Entertainment from the likes of the Byrne Brothers, the Brothers Boyce and John McGrory, and Ben Carr, originally from Letterkenny, is also going to be performing as well. And then on Sunday, we're going to record a part of the DL debate after the Donegal-Monaghan game down in media at the townhouse, where we'll be speaking to more Donegal people. It's all about Donegal. It's the Donegal Diaspora Initiative, the inaugural Diaspora Initiative event. Day one it's not just finished yet, so it's not, but it's coming to a close. It's been hugely successful, and we can't wait for the rest of the weekend. Many thanks to the Blue Haven in Kilcar, the newly renovated under new owners Blue Haven. Thanks for them for supporting us on this broadcast today. And thanks as well to the entire committee who run this event. I can't name them all because I'm going to miss somebody, but the likes of John McDade, Una, Kieran Porter, Connor Gibbons, just to name a few. I'm looking down over my shoulder. Louis Bradley, Cahill McHugh. I'm going to leave two or three out. I do apologise, but they know who they all are. Thank you for taking us over. And as I said at the very outset, we're honoured and delighted to be part of this weekend that's going to continue tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock Irish time with the football. We'll talk to you then. From Springfield Country Club in Pennsylvania, the USA, it's time to say good evening or good afternoon, depending where you are. Back to you in the studio in Letterkenny.
Highland Radio Live from the Donegal Philadelphia Business Forum as part of the inaugural Donegal Diaspora Initiative in association with the Blue Haven Hotel Kilcar. Now under new management and newly renovated, ideally located on the Wild Atlantic Way. The perfect base for discovering the dramatic beauty of Donegal, where the oceans meet the sky. Book now at bluehaven.ie.